Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai City Council certified the results of the October 4th municipal election at their regularly scheduled meeting this past Wednesday. Of the 6,329 registered voters, 1,153 voted, which equates to 18.22% turnout. Of the votes cast, 207 were absentee, question, and special needs ballots. In addition, the Kenai Canvas Board rejected 12 ballots. Brian Gabriel received 70% of the vote over challenger and Kenai City Council member Tia Winger, and Gabriel will continue as the mayor of Kenai. The mayor's term is for 3 years. In the race for City Council, three candidates campaigned for 2 seats, and Alex Dothit and Victoria Askin were the top of the 2 candidates and were certified and sworn in as the newest members of the Kenai City Council. Councilmember Glenys Petty did not receive enough votes to retain her seat on the City Council. The City Council seats are for 3-year terms. The term of office for those elected during the October 4th regular election begins Monday, October 24th. The Soldotna Alaska State Troopers K-9 team responded to the Hunger Hut on Tuesday evening in Nikiski after the bartender reported an intoxicated male entered the bar and, due to his level of intoxication, he was refused service. The male, identified as Jason Adam Young, 50 years old, began causing a disturbance at the bar and calling people racial slurs and other curse words and threatening people inside the bar. Young was asked to leave, and he refused. Young departed once he was told the police were called. Young was contacted on Leonard Street walking towards his trailer. During AST contact, Young was extremely intoxicated, argumentative, and belligerent to continue name-calling and yelling at the top of his lungs during the contact. Young was given a disorderly conduct warning and was told several times to keep his voice down in the trailer park. Young continued yelling at the top of his lungs and turned around and put his hands behind his back and yelled to arrest him. Young was arrested and transported to Wildwood pretrial, where he was remanded on charges of disorderly conduct. The Alaska Tech Learners Program through the KPBSD Career and Technical Education Program delivered the district's first mobile CTE lab to Rasdolna School. The portable welding Connex lab consists of 4 welding stations that will be fully functional when connected to electrical hookups. The Alaska Tech Learners Program offers CTE, Career Technical Education, through the Kenai Peninsula Rural School District, with high school students involved in construction classes such as shed and greenhouse building, teaching all aspects of framing, wiring, roofing, and more. ATL programs also include data processing, web design, computer sciences. CTE classes help reinforce math skills and employability through group work, task completion, and time management. CTE courses are currently chosen by each school based on their staff qualifications and student interest. As part of the district strategic plan, KPBSD will be working to expand pathway options and programs. Students within the KPBSD can contact building administrators for details and to express interest in programs. ATL courses are free to students and teachers, paid by scholarship after the 2nd week of the course, and count towards UAA's Web Engineering OEC program. Classes are offered through Prince William Sound College in Valdez. For more information, you can find contact details on the story on our website at radiokenai.com. The Air Force dispatched 2 F-16 fire jets to intercept 2 Russian bombers that flew too close to Alaska, though officials say the incident was not seen as a threat. The incident occurred Monday when the bombers flew too close to Alaska but did not enter American or Canadian sovereign airspace. In a statement, the North American Aerospace Defense Command says the Russian jets entered a zone that requires all aircraft to be identified, have their flight plans controlled in the interest of national security. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.